Welcome to the PCI CEO Spotlight Series, where we visit with the CEOs of some of America's top private companies, as rated on the Entrex Private Company Index. For more information on Entrex and the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. I'm David Wolf. On this segment, we're joined by Timothy P. Keenan. He's the chairman of the board, CEO, and co-founder of High Performance Technologies, otherwise known as HPTI. The company develops some of the fastest computing technology in the world and uses this technology to aid many of our most critical federal agencies. And you've heard of all of these: the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Department of Defense, Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Justice, Homeland Security, the Treasury, and many more. High Performance Technologies has, of course, been recognized as a top growth company by the PCI, or Private Company Index. Joining us from their corporate headquarters in Reston, Virginia, is Tim Keenan. Tim, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Tell us, if you would, what events in your career led to the formation of High Performance Technologies?
Well, my partner and I had been working in a previous company, and he was working in data centers. I was working in sort of counter-narcotics, counterterrorism sort of systems, and both domains were pushing the edge of computing technology at the time, so we kind of ended up in the high-performance computing world to try and solve some of those mission problems.
In the early stages, for those of us who are not familiar, what kinds of problems were you typically solving, or if you can give us some examples of what that looks like?
Recently, we've had obviously a lot of hurricanes in the news. One of the problems with hurricanes was actually predicting when they would hit land and with what severity,
Yeah. So
that you could tell people in advance so they could get out, and so that they would actually believe the weather forecast. Because a lot of situations, I mean, Katrina most recently,
yeah,
people did not evacuate because they didn't think it was going to harm them. Because, you know, they go through that, I've been there before, I've gone through 10 hurricanes, all that sort of thing. But if you can tell them exactly, you know, it's going to hit this spot of land and it's going to hit within these 20 minutes, they get a little more realistic on their evacuation plan. So you save a lot of lives. You also save property in that people do board up when they should board up. So it's those kind of things on the civilian side. And on the military side, you're looking at, recently in Iraq, you know, we had a lot of our troops being hurt through sniper fire, if you remember that in the news.
Oh, yeah.
That was, we were trying to look at how we protect our troops, and one of the things was to model the clothing that we put our guys in. Right now, they just wore body armor over the core of the body.
Mm-hmm.
How would you then extend that armor to their arms, legs, et cetera, so that they could actually still move, still be flexible enough to do their jobs, but also be protected. And we were able to model the human body and the chemistry of Kevlar such that it could be flexible.
Mm.
So those are big, very physics-based chemistry models.
Yeah.
To look at Kevlar, which is just a plastic, basically.
Is the market space that your company operates in, would you describe it as competitive?
Oh, it's very competitive. It's just a very high cost for people to get into because
right,
it requires some expertise. But I'd say we have most of our competitors, although we're a relatively small company, most of our competitors are Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Computer Sciences Corporation on the industry side. And then on the other side, we run into an awful lot of industry consortiums. Or university consortium. So, it would be what would be the National Science Foundation centers like University of Illinois or San Diego State University or Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center of these nature. And they put together 5-6, premier universities, and we compete against them.
Yeah. Now, as I mentioned in the intro, the company High Performance Technologies is experiencing tremendous growth. And that's one of the reasons you're on the radar for the PCI Index. To what would you attribute your growth? What do you think is working, and why is the company seeing this kind of progress?
Well, it does get down to picking the right market, right? So I think there was an inflection point in the market for the software side of supercomputing. In our business, the hardware side is sort of gone commodity. You can go onto Dell's website and order yourself a supercomputer if you want. So that part, there's not really an advantage other than trying to outprice Dell, which is probably not a good idea. On the software side, though, that's when you bring in your computational expertise working in very big models. So we were able to target that market, gather a critical mass of the talent, which is not a talent that's readily available to our competitors. So that's how we beat the industry people. On the academic side, obviously they have access to the talent, but they don't have access to the business model. So they have a hard time bringing their product to the market.
So we
kind of have a dual strategy here, depending on who we're competing against.
And I'm going to guess, as the leader of the company, you're able to provide a conduit between academia and how to functionally work the business model out in the market space. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, we have probably 31 universities that work with us. So when they have some area of business they want to do, we can actually help them do that. Or if we have a piece of business, we reach out to them because they might have a deeper expertise in an emerging field, you know, something like computational linguistics. That's a new science area. You know, if we're trying to figure out from an intelligence standpoint what's going on in Iraq, for example, some of the dialects are new, but we can actually model them on a computer and sort of help customers along. But we sit in the middle and try to bring universities and problems together.
Every successful company has a set of core values that guide its operations and the way it serves its internal and its external customers. If you would describe the values that guide HPTI and how they play out both inside and outside the company from your vantage point.
When we first formed the company, it was my partner and I sat down and said, what is it we want? And we had both come from a negative situation. The company we were in had kind of lost faith. So we wanted to make sure that did not happen again. So we put down, it ended up being 17 things on a list, but you can't have 17 core values. So we started fighting them back and forth and putting them to the test of would I, under any circumstances, keep this value? Meaning, if I was going to lose money, would I keep this value? If I was going to, have to drop a contract, would I keep this value? And we came down to five, which is a great team, mutual respect, career focus, client commitment, and integrity. A great team to us, given that we're in the high-end, high-performance marketplace, obviously we had to have the best and brightest people. Where other companies of a Lockheed or a Northrop, where they can do things under a breadth of skills, we need to do things on the quality of skills. So we have to bring the best people to the market. So we had to build an environment that best people would come to. That led us to mutual respect, and that's no matter what career field you're in, whether you're an accountant, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a manager, whatever it is, you need to respect everybody's contribution to the team, because we can't do this if we have people pulling in wrong directions. So you have to respect everybody here. It's the quickest way to leave this company is to demonstrate a lack of respect to others. Career focus is sort of counter to what you're seeing in the market right now, and that's a lot of people say you can, all this job movement that we see in our market. We don't believe that that's actually necessary. If you provide someone a career path within your firm and the counseling and discussion that they need to understand that. So we believe that you can have a career at this company, and we make every effort to provide the training, the education, the exciting jobs, all the things we can to make sure people will stay for the long term, because they become far more engaged employees if they're here over a period of time. A client commitment is it's basically our way of saying, we don't work on boring stuff. We only work on or for clients that do really high-end challenges.
Sure.
So if someone wants an office automation system put in, there are other companies that you can hire that'd be far better at it. If you want to solve, some of the federal government's toughest problems, those are what we want to work on. So we do focus on those type of clients and bring our people to those kind of problems. And integrity to us, that's obviously a highly charged word and everybody wants to say it, but to us it means our word is our commitment, meaning if anybody in my company makes a promise to a customer, I keep that promise. So if they make a dumb promise, and we have had people, of course, out in the field made dumb promises, but we still made them good. I had a customer 3 years ago now, one of our employees made what amounted to $1 million promise on putting a system in place that was outside the scope of the contract. But we made good on that promise. The customer was actually surprised. He thought we would default. I said, well, we won't do that. We made a promise to you. We'll keep it. And, we still have that customer. We're still making money. So on the long haul, we're making money on that deal.
Yeah.
On the short haul, maybe somebody who was talking to Wall Street every quarter might not have made those decisions. So we're able to do what's right by the customer for the long haul.
That's great.
So those core values, though, everything in our company is tied to them. Our performance evaluations are tied to them. Our bonus evaluations are tied to them. Everything about promotion is tied to how well you demonstrate these core values. And it does keep us as one company because we're all working against one set of standards.
How many employees do you have?
About 325 people right now.
Yeah.
And we'll probably finish this year somewhere between 72 and 74 million.
From your vantage point, does the growth continue? Are you on a track to continue this?
Yeah, well, that will give us about 22% year-over-year growth. Last year was 21% year-over-year. The year before that was 20.5%. So we're right on track. We try to keep it around that 20% number, only because that's about as smart as I am for building infrastructure. And we have to make sure that all the people programs and all the support systems are there so that if you remember back to the .com era, most of those companies did not fail because they weren't successful. They succeeded. They wildly succeeded and imploded on their infrastructure.
Yeah.
They just couldn't support the people fast enough, so they fell apart. So we, frankly, having lived in the middle of the .com boom here in Northern Virginia, we learned from those lessons and I try to keep the growth at a way we can control, the infrastructure growth.
We'll need to leave it there for now. Timothy P. Keenan has been our guest. He's the president and co-founder of High Performance Technologies. www.hpti.com is the website. Mr. Keenan, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David. It was my pleasure.
For more information on PCI, the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. The PCI CEO Spotlight Series is heard exclusively on the Small Biz America Network.